I haven't been able to meet individually with any of the southern property owners, but we're supposed to, based on the R3 zoning, we're supposed to have building setbacks of 25 feet. So I offered 50 because we've got plenty of room out there. I can set my fence at 25 feet, and they just almost doubled all their backyards. It's just there's plenty of solutions out there, and I am very approachable and happy to be part of the neighborhood because I'm an owner, and I plan to stay an owner for quite some time.
The one entrance where the cars will come and go, mm-hmm. leave the apartment complex and pull into it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking, of course, it depends on what jobs they have, you know, what time they go to work.
Of course.
But we know what time the Boys and Girls Club and what the school and the, we know what time that they would, the main time is that the traffic on there, although there's traffic all the time. I've sat on it a little bit. Then I'm not going to assume, but I would think that a lot of the jobs you're planning on them being in the Branson Hollister area, so they're going to use the exit that crosses the bridge. They're not going to go out through Reinhardt Road, go out through.
Right. I think most people would travel from the south. In fact, when we talked to Dennis, there's more traffic coming from the south than from the north on Bee Creek.
Yes.
Right.
So if I'm going to come home at night and turn into the apartments, you've mentioned you'd have a turn lane,
mm-hmm.
turn area. How many feet?
Dennis, was it?
Are you talking deceleration lane?
Deceleration coming in.
By best engineering practices, it's about 200 feet. But we can make it longer if people want it to be longer. But at the speeds that are posted on that road, it's about just short of 200 feet. Is required.
What I was thinking is, as they all, I'm going to say, come home at night or in that lane.
Mm-hmm. Rush hour timing.
I think Deerfield is where the accident happened last Friday night. Someone trying to turn and someone rearing them pretty bad, knocked off the airbags and so forth.
Mm.
So do you think you have enough turn lane that'll handle that many cars?
I do. We've gone above and beyond by probably a factor of 50% on every minimum regulation from the county. The entrance is two lanes wide coming and going. So cars that are pulling in are not impeded by cars leaving. Cars leaving don't have to wait for cars coming in. We've got, you know, a completely separate ingress and egress point, even though it's in the same location. So I really think that we are going to be able to handle our traffic. And yes, it's 176 units. It's also in two phases. So in the beginning, I'd only be building 128 units. So those other 48 units would come, you know, a year, 18 months later. And we're talking about if you chose R3 zoning for this property today, I've got months of engineering. I've got months of site work. And I've got a year minimum. So we're 2 years from seeing our first residence at Bluebird Mountain. And we'd be 3 to 3.5 years from full occupancy, the total 176 units. And there's a good chance, because I walked that land in the back, those three buildings to the east may become garages that our residents are able to rent out and use for themselves. And we stay at 128, never made it to 176.
Any questions, Brandon?
I think one of the questions that was asked by Mr. Rose, I believe Mr. Horton probably addressed that in his rebuttal, if you will, as far as the environmental study. Were you referencing that whenever you said, hey, this is the first, there's going to be all kinds of studies, engineers are going to have to lay all that out. So, and in the upper right, we see that there's a proposed retention pond. So that'll, to answer your question, Mr. Rose, I believe that, because you asked about the runoff, it would all go into that retention pond, I'm assuming. But that'd be drawn out by engineers.
That is one of the first steps after zoning, is to order the phase one environmental.
Okay.
So absolutely, that's a report that we'll have done here soon.
That is something we've seen on another project where they go in and clean. Of course, yours is, I think, a little more level, but still it's all downhill. It's flooded out the neighbors below.
Yep. I like the lay of this project. It is difficult. I'm building on the side of a cliff, it feels like, just on the other side of Branson. So this is relatively flat land. It does have a gentle slope on the east side down to that creek, and I feel like that we've got great drainage. Where we end up, you don't have a neighborhood. Deerfield sits 50 feet higher than our eastern property line. And then the homes to the east of us, they sit probably 30 feet higher than that creek that would eventually carry our detention pond runoff away. So it'd take 50 feet of water to get up to a neighbor's property is what I'm saying. Anything that leaves our parking lots goes into the detention pond, goes to the creek, and then heads out to the river.
It doesn't appear we have any more questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to have a road and bridge administrator, Devin, come up and to address how many cars travel that road today. Mr. Huff, can you come up and address the traffic on Bee Creek Road?
Yes. In 2019, our traffic count was 5,429. That was for a seven-day count. 2022, it was 7,074, an average increase of 548 per year.
In regard to the turn lane,
you say turn lane, you mean the acceleration?
I'm personally not a big fan of the merging lane. To me, it's a collector road. That's more for interstate traffic. I am a fan of the slowdown kickout lane, especially if it could be increased up to about 300 feet due to the amount of people.
So coming out of the apartments and headed to work, you would...
I'm not a big fan of the lane to the north if they head out the merging lane. To me, it would be more of a safety issue.
Okay. Is there any thing proposed of... widening Bee Creek, improving the safety?
Nothing in the plans at this time, no.
Nothing in the plans. Is that anything that the Taney County Transportation Board has ever talked about or suggested ever do anything?
Nope, not that I recall.
We're going to need to have a recess for just a few moments. Thank you for your understanding. Five minutes, okay? 5 minutes.